Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Eddie Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Paquette reaches second base with a double. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Paquette moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is hit by the pitch. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. White scores. Paquette moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. One out. It's 3-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Martin reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Pat Underwood now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. White moves to third. Washington moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fahey moves to second. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavill takes first base on ball 4. Fahey moves to third. Miller moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fahey scores. Miller scores. Cavill moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Grant Jackson now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. White strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Way then reaches second base with a double. Gibson throws the ball into Whitaker, who relays the ball to Brookins, who tags Way then trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Paquette goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Rick Leach. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Pashnik now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.